When I give this altar call, everyone who's away from God, everyone who needs forgiveness, you're going to come quickly. Don't hesitate tonight, friend. Don't let that stench of stagnation hold you back anymore. The only thing that's going to hold you back tonight is pride. Pride will say to you, you don't need to come down here. But friend, listen up at home, listen up in the balcony, listen up in the overflow. Pride will damn your soul. Pride will damn you, friend. Pride will just, remember I talked about the stench of stagnation, the self-righteousness. That's pride. I don't need to go down there. Oh, I can smell it, and God can smell it. That's why the Bible says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. When he smells that stench, he goes, oh, I hate that smell. But when he smells the aroma, the incense of humility, he goes, that's a flower. So when I give this altar call, if you need to get right with God, you're going to come down here quickly. Those of you in the balcony, those of you on the main floor, those of you in the overflow, and those of you at home. As soon as I open up these altars, do not hesitate. Shake the pride off of you. Friend, you came into this world alone, and you will leave alone. It's up to you to get right with God and not anyone else. Right now, when I open up this altar call, if you need forgiveness, I want you to come forward. Right now, I'm going to pray and ask in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray, God, that not one person within the sound of my voice that needs forgiveness would hesitate. Now come on, friend, if you need forgiveness, shake off the stench. Hurry, 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 come on. Hurry, 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 come on. Come on, come on.
In darkness where everything is unknown, I face the power.
He'll wash you. He'll wash you. He'll cleanse you. Kneel at the altar and stay there. Come on. Kneel at the altar. Come on. Friend, I know. I know. I am speaking to stagnant people. I know I am speaking to people who have dried up. People who have lost life. People who have lost the flow of energy. You've lost the life-giving flow of God in your life. And you're stale. You're stagnant. And from you is coming a stench. It could be sin. It could be the sin of self-righteousness. It can be drug addiction, alcoholism, adultery, pornography. It could be spiritual pride. Whatever it is, friend. It's damning you. You need to get on your face and let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow across you. Let the water of the Word come and wash your spiritual body and come alive in Jesus. Get that stench of stagnation off of you. And when people see you again, they'll say, Martha, what's happened to you? Judy, what's happened to you? Bobby, what has happened to you? Glenn, what has happened to you? You look different. You look so alive. It's a life of Christ, friend. And just as he raised Lazarus from the dead, and he said to his disciples, loose him and let him go. He's going to take you, friend. Unwrap those grave clothes from you and give you new life. Come on. Hurry. 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 Hurry.
Freely!
Freely. Everyone at the altar, keep your heads bowed. Everyone at the altar, keep your heads bowed. I want to tell you what I smell, friend. I smell new life.